Yo ho, yo ho, and welcome to the first episode of Reefers of the Union, a Dice Fiends 5th edition adventure. We take a break from playing good to morally ambiguous characters for an evil one-shot, set a few months after the end of Hezzer's Hellraisers. While you don't need to listen to Hezzer's Hellraisers to get this, it wouldn't hurt. But let us join our villains as they prepare to embark on an adventure that leads to a most unexpected conclusion.
Our story starts in the oceans surrounding the island of Ash-Al-Mah, one of the seven major islands of the Union of Seven Islands. How many times will I say island in the next minute? I don't know. Let's keep track.
Drinking game. Ooh, every cool. Time he says island.
You need to edit in like a little beep sound every time you say island.
Clicker.
That would require me trying.
Ding.
I mean, is it specifically Eric, or is it when all of us say it? Also, to clarify, because so, someone just got smashed.
Everybody okay, put a quarter in the island jar.
I just throw the notebook away at this point.
Okay.
The new way we play Dice Fiends. Every time you hear island, you take a shot.
Unfortunately, that's also how I play Magic. We start off not on the island of Ash-Al-Mah, but in the ocean surrounding the island of Ash-Al-Mah, part of the Union of Seven Islands, which is more than seven islands, but those are the ones in charge, so they got to make the name.
Rude.
Yeah. Listen, slavers, they're not great. Yes.
You heard it here first.
Hot Dice Fiends take. Slavery is bad. Okay? Abolish prison.
Stay in school, kids.
Stay in school.
Please.
All right. But you are all reavers in the cult of the Crushing Wave, one of the four major houses on the island of Ash-Al-Mah. You're aboard the flagship, the Majestic Circumference. You are aboard the flagship,
the Majestic Circle.
Yep, the Majestic Circumference. Just enjoying the mess hall, like, came back from a raid. Got some good loot. Would you like to introduce yourselves? Starting with... Jess?
Oh, don't start with me.
Okay, starting with Kiara.
Oh, of course, right. Okay. I will be playing two characters, of which the details will be shared later in the game. I will be playing Pansy, a wonderful 8th level archfey warlock, and I will also be playing the much quieter Tenebris, 6 levels of monk and 2 in warlock.
I don't really know if you could be quiet, but okay.
Hey! All
right.
If you mean the player, no.
I am playing El Cuchete, a raccoon barbarian ranger who is the cannon master, and he has bits of fur missing all over his persons. He has like a brown and blue sort of jumper. Sort of looking, scraggly looking, got a little nick in his ear, kind of like he's seen some stuff, got some scars, and then there's a patch of fur missing on his shoulder where there's a little tattoo of a little sprout growing out.
I love it.
Can you tell us more about your character?
Absolutely. I'm playing a human ranger named May, and the fun thing about them is that they're missing an arm. In the place where an arm should be is a hunting rifle. And they also, like, the other arm is completely wrapped in bandages to help get traction for when they're, like, climbing ropes and stuff.
And Jess, can we learn about your character?
Yeah, sure. That's how I used to do it in school, too. No, don't make me go first. Anyway. So I will be playing Runin, the Triton Sea Witch Sorcerer. And, I guess my most notable thing to say about my appearance is that I have, say, shark-like humanoid features. Especially when I open my mouth. People don't tend to like it a lot.
Oof. The rows of teeth.
But here in the mess hall, when your boss, Tyros Shattershield, just a wide-ass looking man with barnacles all down the side of his body, comes into the mess hall pointing his trident.
Trident, there we go.
Yeah, I almost said trident and then quarterstaff and then like pointy...
Pointy fish hook thing.
He comes in, points his trident.
Pointy fork.
At each of you. At each of you. And in a gruff voice, come to my quarters. Before leaving the mess hall without further explanation.
One question. What time of day is it?
It's day.
Okay.
Important.
Important.
My favorite time of the day. The day part.
Do y'all follow, or are we just gonna have to...
No,
come on.
I follow, certainly.
I'm gonna follow.
Presumably, you said he was the captain, right?
He's the leader of the cult, so... Okay.
El Jefe.
Admiral.
Admiral Jefe. Alright, Cojete slams back his drink, kind of... Gets his fur all cleaned up. All right, time to go to work. Lumber's over. Being 3 foot tall.
Well, I guess I can get up now. Pansy is going to stand up and decide to follow.
Yeah, I'm standing up with an eye roll. I was just enjoying my lunch.
Come on, the boss wants to speak to us.
Just bring your lunch.
I'm coming with. It wasn't that good anyway. It's fine.
Let's see. Does the cookie? You don't notice it, but the cook is just very saddened by that news.
Oh.
He doesn't say anything.
You know he's doing his best.
Yeah.
He works really hard.
It's like, maybe Brunin will like it. Oh.
Go ahead, Daisy. Walks past the kitchen. Gives him the wink and the gun. You're doing all right, kid. Keep walking.
Don't worry, Cookie.
That doesn't make Brunin any better. Like you anything. Are a talking raccoon. This is an unpleasant group. So you make it into the captain's... It's like you make... That's an achievement or something. You just walked. You make it in there, guys. Yeah, good job. Five experience each.
It's one of those Xbox achievements, like you just started the game and you went to the first place after loading in. It's all like, achievement!
Adventure, level one!
You're just being condescending, Xbox.
Tutorial completed!
Just so you can feel like you did something.
Oh my god, this sets off my dopamine.
Oh my god, anymore!
Oh, right. So yes, you arrive in the captain's quarters, and he's standing over a map. He looks to the four of you, and puts a knife into the table. He's trying to figure out what to say. His charisma's lower than most leaders. You four? Fuck, I didn't think this through. Ah, shit. Anyway.
Take your time.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Who, me?
I'll just make myself comfortable and just go sit on a crate. Yes,
go for it. There's a crate over there. I've received word from some of my men in Bellow that one of the slavers in Ashamal, known as Sharon, was seen boarding a luxury yacht, presumably bound for the island. I want you four to intercept that yacht before it gets to the island, take care and bring him back here, and leave no one else alive.
Oh, goody.
Do you want him alive too, or
I want
that
him alive. I want him alive.
Oh.
That's fine. Alive's plenty fun too.
Then we get to play with him before we eat him.
What the f- Okay. Clearly my HR needs changing around.
Oh, here. I'm not gonna actually eat him.
Then you're the one who hired her.
Listen.
That one's entirely on you, sir.
Not wrong. If you need anything to prepare, you have 3 days before you have to head out. Alright?
Yes, sir.
Sounds all easy enough.
It's 3 days more than I need.
Okay.
Do you try not to let the ship go down without us?
I'll give it a go, Brunin.
It's Brunin, but that's fine.
Brunin?
Brunin. It's fine.
Brunin or Brunin?
Brunin.
Sorry, I think I called for Brunin, but they're probably busy, so...
Easy mistake.
Okay. May, Pansy, let's see, El Cochete, Brunin, you're good to go. Oh, sorry, Brunin.
It's fine.
Alright.
In the 3 days you have, do you want to prepare anything? Do you want to look into any information? Like, what would be a route the ship might take to get to the island?
Is there any islands that they would stop on the way, or is there just the island?
That would fall under sea routes, because you know there are other islands, but you don't know if there's anyone they would stop on the way towards Ashamaw.
Well, Cochete would definitely try to... I don't know if he would go to the dock to find this information. If there's, like, a shortcut, possibly, like, parallel to that route that maybe is, like, dangerous, that people don't normally travel because they're scared.
Make me a survival check for that.
Okay. Alright, we got a 9 and a 3, so 12.
There's a more dangerous route. There's, like, shark toe crabs along that area.
Delicious.
It's a real mess. Yes. There's shark toe crabs which have escaped from the island of Azog, which is basically where they do all the freaky genetic stuff in the Traders Union. It's not great. Is Pansy looking up other more viable routes, or?
Yes, I'm going to be looking up where they would be stopping off, if they were going to collect supplies, or if they were doing a tour of some sort instead of shooting straight for their destination. And that's going to be another survival roll, or is this going to be more about persuasion if I'm talking to people?
I mean, what would you want to do? Would you want to do persuasion, or would you want to just do, like, these are the ship routes?
By asking for just the sea routes, I would just know where this ship is going, or would I just know about the general ship routes that are taken?
The general ship routes.
Then I would want to use persuasion, and maybe see if I can get a hold of a lower member of that ship, and or that company, whichever, and figure out what routes they tend to take. Or will be taking?
Go for it. Roll me a persuasion.
I'm technically supposed to be good at this. I rolled a 7.
Oh dear.
I just like to think I'm smooth.
She's doing her best.
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
What does the 7 look like?
I go up to someone, and it's probably just like someone who loads up the ship, maybe. Just a kind of general ship hand. And I
go to one of the slaves.
Yep. I try to do, I fail to realize they're a slave, and I try to do weird flirting with them. And I fail to realize that A, they're a slave, and B, they're probably, despite how cute the boy looks, really gay.
He looks a little terrified as you flirt with him, because he's like, am I going to be punished if I go with this, or if I don't go with this, or am I just going to be punished? He's just like...
This is how I die.
This poor man.
Ship load by... Just grabs a crate and starts walking slowly away, giving you the side eye in a terrified manner.
We're great pirates.
Excellent!
Alright, does anyone want to do anything else?
Is there any sort of
single advantage I could, if I spent 3 days practicing, like, mid-air ranged attacks, like, if I'm in the middle of jumping from one place to the other and I want to fire at somebody.
You went to gun kata?
If I spent 3 days practicing that, is there any chance I could get advantage on one roll or one instance of that occurrence? Or is this something that's just kind of like, oh, you practiced and you can do it, whatever?
If you spend 3 days practicing, I will give you a point of inspiration that you can use on one of those rolls.
Fantastic. That's all I care about.
Okay.
Nice.
I would take two, if I may.
Well, let's get to Runin before.
Okay.
Has anyone... I know people have been attempting to find roots, but has anyone been looking for, like, maps specifically? Because if not, that is what I would like to do.
Nice.
I believe. Because I was thinking maybe people were just doing word of mouth and we're going to try to just internalize the information.
The old steel trap.
Yeah, you know, nothing gets out of there.
Nothing gets out of there. Oh, I forgot that.
Nothing gets in or out. Okay, so I'm going to go on the lookout for some maps of, some nautical maps of the area.
Maybe investigation?
Okay. Let me see if I'm any good at that one. So that's a 13.
You do see some maps, nautical maps of the area?
Yeah.
Of, like, the coast of Padalim and to the Traders Union. The other continents would be other maps.
Mm.
That's the racket here.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll pick those up because it couldn't hurt to have them.
The one you do get slightly used has, like, sea routes, and one that's marked as, like, just the basic one, it'll be going from Bello, which is kind of in the south of Padalim, to the island of Winglin, which is, let's see, I wrote this down, but I can't remember because fuck me for giving them weird-ass names.
Good job. You did this to yourself.
But how many H's are there?
Winglin? As many as you want. H W H I H N H G H L H A H N.
It's like Canada, but instead of A every other time, it's H.
Finally, my kind of setting.
Oh, yeah, H.
So, Winglin and the surrounding islands are decorated with religious iconography. Massive temples and universities, and they are the domain of Elia, the Thane of the Soul. And you would know that the Traders Union has 7 Thanes, each major island having its own Thane. The Thane of Ashur Maw is known as the Thane of Flesh, because he deals with all the slaves.
Oh.
And you know him only as the Fleshmonger.
Pleasant. Sounds like a real cool guy to hang out with on the weekend.
My kind of guy.
His priests are only allowed to wear skin they've taken from people. So,
please, Mr. Fleshmonger is my father.
If you see a naked priest, that's good luck. It's still unpleasant.
All right, noted.
Is it good luck though?
Oh, right.
Runin is even more bewildered by the barbaric practices of this strange place.
Pansy, out a window. Take it off! Take it all off!
No, please. Please put it on.
Like that's any actually better, Runin. They're naked either way.
That's a very good point.
That's true. That's why I feel like I have like a barrier between my eyes and the truth, though. It makes me feel better.
Okay. The ship would probably come up around Winglin, maybe dock there for a day if they were feeling like getting off stretching their legs. But that's the most likely route they would take from the port of Bello. And there's a current that would go past Azag in the Sharkto crab infested waters that could take you to Winglin faster, but or let you intercept them.
Sharkto crab sounds pretty good to me. Finally some good fucking food around here.
The cook cries. 5 tears.
Oh no.
I try my best.
It's not you, cook. It's her.
Do you want to have another go at it, Pansy?
This was going to be Tenebris's turn, in which case I would see about stealing their specific maps off of their ship.
Well, the ship is currently at sea, so that would be hard.
Do the company have ships, then, with Clasker Outs?
You could find out who the ship belongs to.
Ooh, yes, give us a name. I like knowing the captain. That might help.
Anyone who wants to use their second date to do that, make me a history check.
Oh, boy. That's neither of my character's strengths.
Oh, come on!
That doesn't look like a set of dice, Kia.
I'm working on it. This is a set of dice. I don't know where my real dice are, actually.
That's valid. You just moved.
16.
That would be a 1.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. We're gonna be down a party member, and we haven't even left yet.
Oh, no.
You die!
Gets left ashore. Fucking...
You pull the map down from the shelf, and the whole shelf comes down on top of you.
Oh. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Tenebris, super stealthy assassin, killed when a shelf fell on her.
There was time now.
Okay, so Tenebris didn't get anything. Okay, so the 16, you ask around, you read about it, you know, blah blah blah. People who would have like luxury yachts that aren't you, because you don't have luxury yachts, you're just pirates. And you eventually come to conclusion that he would probably be aboard. The yacht probably belongs to the leader of the Cult of the Black Earth. And he would probably be aboard that with him. The leader's name is... not here. Markin Severus. He is a male Gorgon. Or male Medusa.
Martin, what was his last name?
Markin Severus.
Severus, and then half Gorgonish.
He's a male Medusa.
Alright, I'll relay that information to the rest of the group. I'm assuming we're kind of having like a little powwow at the end of each day to kind of check in. Like, hey, what'd you find kind of thing.
May's like, I can shoot real good.
Pansy's not like, let me go first real quick before sundown actually happens.
hey, look at this, and I, like, do a flip off the crow's nest and, like, shoot at stuff midair.
Make me an acrobat.
I shoot Eldritch Blast at you and just shoot you further.
Wait, acrobatics roll?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. 19.
You're able to shoot stuff pretty well. Are you gonna shoot Eldritch Blast?
Yes. At May.
Roll ahead.
Oh, come on.
Don't worry about it. It's actually going to be mildly helpful, but also a little bit painful.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
That's a 25 to hit. Okay.
Well.
Jesus.
All right, and do you have any invocations that would knock her?
Yes,
or
there is an invocation that I have that knocks her back a further 10 feet if I so choose.
Do you choose?
Yes.
Highs or lows?
Oh, hi.
Okay, so, yeah, you take the damage from the Eldritch Blast, but you are able to land decently.
Oh, that was so fun! Do that again!
I knew I was gonna like you!
Has everyone done the preparations they want to, or?
Seals?
Yep. Yes. Purchasable poisons.
I'm sure you can find poisons on the ship and, like, on the island.
Okay.
Do you want to buy some?
Yeah.
Are you gonna... Alright.
Just a couple of uses, maybe.
Probably 200 per vial.
Okay.
I'm sure you can find a bulk batch on Seabay. Yeah.
Fuck!
Unfortunately, you get it and it's all watered down.
Oh.
Ba-dum-ts.
Oh. Price by pound, but beware that water weight. Oh, okay.
All right, and yeah, just note the types of poisons you're getting. So we come to the something of the third day, and y'all are ready to set off on your sailing ship, the Flexible Ship.
Is that the name of it? It's really the Flexible Ship.
The Flexible Ship, yep.
Flexible
the flexible
ship. I feel like our raccoon named that one.
What? I like to go with simple names that I can remember.
The whole iron trap, right?
Were you inspired by me?
Yeah, you got it.
You're so cute and fluffy.
Oh, we're gonna have a lot of fun. Let's go.
So, which route are you taking? Are you taking the Sharkto Crab route? Or are you just going to try to go to Wingland and meet them on the...
Maybe we should put it to a vote.
I vote for the Sharkto Crabs.
I am also voting Sharkto Crabs because something about this screams balls to wall and I'm just for it.
This is 3 for Sharkto Crabs.
Whatever gets me there faster.
That'd be the Sharkto Crabs.
I just really want to eat one.
It's free road snacks. What could be better? All you gotta do is stick your paw out and just kind of scoop them up.
You have a crew to manage the day-to-day of the ship, and you set off. Yeah, it's a day into your journey. It's about 3 in the afternoon. As the Riptide Currents are taking you past the Isle of Zog, I'm good with distances. No one look it up or use the map that I will eventually publish to prove me wrong. Fight me, nerds. When you all hear from the depths of the ocean a terrifying screech. Squee wee 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 wee.
Sounds like the dinner bell.
The fuck was that?
Mother of God.
And flying out of the ocean is a Sharkto crab. How's it flying? Who knows?
It's like spinning its tentacles like a helicopter.
Or it's like squids or octopuses because they can like jet water out underneath them. So it just geysered itself.
Yeah, but I'm also picturing it doing the helicopter and just like spinning as it's going. Yeah, at the same time.
Sharkto crab NATO.
Yes.
Here's a picture of the Sharkto crab. I am.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god!
Holy sh!
Oh, is it that? Is that the size? Is that actual size?
Oh it's god!
It's the scale.
That's a big one.
Oh, fuck! Wee 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 wee.
And I will need everyone to roll me initiative as the Sharkto crab attacks.
I need to know what time of day it is so I know what I'm.
It's 4 p.m. It's still daylight.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's still daylight. Oh, no, but it's getting
But imagine how much meat is in one of those claws, though.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
If you don't get good at it, your meat will be in one of those claws, so.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's a 1.
That's a 20 for
me. Where'd
it
go?
11 for May.
23.
Pansy got a 12.
13, thank you very much.
Okay, Runin, as you see the Sharkto crab and you hear its terrifying cry, you have the initiative.
Oh, boy. Terrifying.
I'm
waiting for this.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
I will need you to make me an intelligence save on the beginning of your turn, though.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Oh, boy. Everybody?
Oh, already bad.
Well, everyone will, but at the beginning of Runin's turn.
Oh, God.
So that's 15 plus 2, 17.
You look on its bizarre visage, but you do not take any damage from just how confusing and weird it is.
Nothing in the ocean scares me anymore.
How horrifying that monstrosity is.
Every terrifying aberration from the bottom of the sea just looks like another meal to me.
Alright, so what would you like
Let's
to do?
Let's see, how far away is it from me?
It is about 30 feet above the ship right now. And they'll probably descend on its turn.
So I'm going to... I'm not used to having this many spells.
That's fair.
I'm going to cast a Ray of Frost.
Roll it.
I will do that.
Fine then.
I will.
Jeez.
See if I care.
So that's a 17.
That hits.
Yay! So that's 4 cold damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
All right. It's a slightly frosty.
Does that
crab
just reduce, keeping it fresh?
Does that reduce fall speed? Like, does that change the effect of gravity?
Don't think so.
But it will change its scuttle speed. So
yeah.
All right, and then we move to on to El Cachote.
Cachote. Let's see. He's gonna. Well, this thing is big. He's gonna know better. He's gonna take out his crossbow. Right. Try and shoot it in its face.
Alright.
19 to hit.
That hits.
Alright, 1d8 plus 4. Let's do this. It was a 1, but plus 4, so 5 total.
Your bolt pierces its hide, and a sickly green blood like dribbles out of it as it continues making its stride. Wee 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 wee. But it sounds slightly more in pain now as it turns its head to try and look at you, because listen, the biomancers, it's not great.
Nice shot.
He just stares at it, squints his eyes a little bit, flips it off.
The shark toe crab does not have the intelligence to understand that.
Okay. Alright. Oh boy. How much of this is going to take up our ship? I'm assuming we don't have the biggest ship here.
Oh, I mean, some are crafted for speed and for attack. Those are usually a bit more streamlined and smaller because they need to be able to maneuver easier. Others are crafted for long-distance voyages. They're fatter, wider, bigger, heftier.
I think we got one of the faster kind of maneuverable ones.
Sailing ship is gargantuan still, so it'll be taking up a fair portion of the deck, but...
But I could definitely get to a portion where I'm not necessarily right in front of the asshole's face, correct?
No, yeah. Like, if you were like, give us a canoe and then go after the sharktooth crabs, then you'd be in trouble.
It's very Captain Ahab if you did that.
Bonus action, hex this motherfucker, and then shoot some eldritch blasts at it.
Is this an aberration?
No, it is a monstrosity.
Oh!
Okay.
The first one's a crit, and the second one's an 18 to hit.
Alright, so roll your damage.
So that's gonna be 2d8, 2d6, plus 5 for one hit.
Did everyone make their intelligence saves?
Oh yeah, did you make your intelligence save?
Oh shoot.
Never mind, this right. Might not have happened. We may have to retcon.
No, I mean, it'll happen anyway, I'll just whether your head hurts.
8. So I'm pretty sure I failed that.
Okay, you both take 9 psychic damage as you look upon the Sharktooth Crab's confusing visage. And like some tentacles just...
That's wonderful.
And what was your damage for
14
Eldritch Blast?
For the first one. For the second one, all right. It's going to be also 14.
You lay 2 blasts into the Sharktooth Crab. It's not looking great. But it's still up.
It's still kicking.
In the air.
Oh, gross.
But you did get it below triple digits, so that's good.
Yay!
Dang it!
Moving on to May.
Well, shit!
Make your intelligence safe.
So, fun story. It's a 5.
You take 9 points of psychic damage.
We fucked up, y'all.
No, it's fine.
We got this. We can beat this.
Don't go here. Sharktooth crabs. Like, let's go there. Sharktooth crabs.
Listen, the sharktooth crabs are an attraction.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my bonus action to put Hunter's Mark on it. I presume I'm in the crow's nest as the lookout, so I'm probably like 20 feet away at this point. And I'm going to level my hunting rifle at it and fire. And I get to fire twice, actually, at level 8, so... where's my... No! Okay, I found my die. First one! Oh, finally, some good rolls. 26.
Alright, that hits.
And then I'll just do total damage if the second one makes it, too. Second roll. I'm just gonna go level my rifle and pow, pow, right at it.
All right.
Oh, second one's a natural 20. Oh.
All right.
Thank God. We need all of those we can get.
We need help.
9 plus 4 is 13, plus 3 is 16 for the first one. Second one is 17, 17 times 2, which is 34 for the second.
All right.
I'll make my way down the ropes, looking like towards away towards where it looks like it's going to land on the ship.
All right. So, yeah, just make me an acrobatics check to get down the ropes quickly and safely.
So, that's an 8, but the bad part is that I rolled a 1.
With 2 shots, blood blossoms and green vile flowers from the shark to crab's chest, and feeling victorious, you go to slide down one of the ropes. But despite not being born with an arm, you use your gun to try and grab the rope as you jump off out of the crow's nest.
Oh my god, wrong arm!
Oh no!
You take 6 points of damage as you hit the deck of the ship.
Yeah, that's about right.
And you're prone.
Crap.
The sharks are come.
Shut up!
Lands with a mighty crash on the ship. It didn't hit the crow's nest, luckily. That would be bad. Rearing up its 2 pincers, it'll go for May first with one of its pincers.
Great. Cool. That's fine.
But is it fine, though? Well, find out next time on Reavers of the Union, a Dice Fiend's 5th edition adventure. The Reavers are Jess, Kiara, Dallas, and Connie. Theming and producing is done by Eric. I want to thank Ross Bugden for the music we used this episode, and the track listing and a link to his YouTube are in the show notes. I also want to thank @CurriesChatter on Twitter for designing our sweet, sweet logo. Dungeons & Dragons is property of Wizards of the Coast. Portions of the materials used in this podcast are property of Wizards of the Coast, LLC. Dice Fiends is not associated with Wizards of the Coast, and definitely they don't approve of us or endorse us. Well, not yet anyway. I see. Plan. Well, do you want to help the show get endorsed and or approved of? I like approval from strangers. Tell a friend about us, or leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice to help more people find us and listen to the characters get advantage on a single roll, instead of getting items or making plans, you know, not that that'll come up. Want to get a sweet shout out on the show? Like our very own amazing, wonderful Dallas Wheatley? Consider heading over to Patreon to help us keep making the show. Questions? Concerns? Hit us up at Dice Fiends on Twitter or at dicefiendspod@gmail.com for some good old-fashioned emailing. If you're gonna play games, you're gonna need some sweet math rocks. And if you're gonna need some sweet math rocks, you're gonna need to leave the house to get them. But if you don't want to leave the house, you're gonna need a website that sells sweet math rocks. And if you need a website that sells sweet math rocks, check out our friends over at Dice Envy. And if you check out our friends over at Dice Envy, you're gonna want to follow the link down in the show notes so they know who sent you. Take that, Cookie Mouse, I can do it better. But until next time, remember that the road less traveled is probably less traveled for a very good reason. Goodbye.